This podcast replay, it's brought to you by BlueChew.com, a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients in Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. Give her the big, oh! We got a special for you. Try Blue Chew right now, free. Use our promo code BIG, oh! And all you do is pay shipping $5. First month is free. BlueChew.com. Use the code BIG, oh! Braves and Marlins will continue their set. They beat the Braves yesterday 4-0. Luzardo, nice outing, 6 innings, 12 Ks in that 6th inning. Today, it's Jake Odorizzi taking on Braxton Garrett. And Braves are favored by 1.5 here, over and under 7.5. Braves minus 165 on the money line. Marlins are plus 140. We'll see what happens there. What's one more game after this, right? And then the season is over for the Marlins. They did get into the 90s like we thought they would in the losses. 100 was going to be tough, but they are in the low 90s. I think it is like 92, 93 or something like that. If I look it up, I forgot what it was, but it's somewhere around there. Season over, man. And nobody cares. Is that amazing? Does it bother them? You know what I love about the people that have run that organization? They blame everybody else but themselves. Jeffrey Lurie and company. What's it called? The idiot that went to Boston. What's his name? I forgot his name now. That little wussy-ass whiner. I forgot anyway. So he whined also.
John Henry. What?
John Henry. Yes, there you go. That loser. Anyway, so John Henry whined like a little bitch too, and they don't look at themselves in the mirror. And it's amazing. And Sherman, I hope you're not looking around and trying to blame anybody else and your attendance and all that. You don't do your part, dude. You have no commitment to winning. And nobody's going to believe you unless you start keeping players long term. The Panthers, it took them a while because they had ruined everything for decades. And so now, well, not decades, but 10, 12, 13, 14 years, and then these guys took over. And since then, they have shown commitment every year, every year. They have committed money. They have signed players to long-term deals. They're making trades, and they're turning their franchise around. It won't happen overnight. I don't know if they're smart enough in the Marlins organization to figure that out. I really don't. You know, I'd love to see baseball succeed in this town. I'd like to go to a baseball game every once in a while. But if there's no commitments, it's, you know, you can watch some of it on television and, you know, but you still aren't going to get what you really want is a competitive team and an owner that actually wants to compete for a playoff spot. And that's what you don't have with the Marlins. It's a shame, man. Beautiful stadium. And there's always a couple of nice players on the team. You just don't complete it.